Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. The only thing better than Friday is Jose Day, and that's what Marlins fans celebrated last night, or early this morning, as the team wrapped up its four-game series in Los Angeles. Here to rewind from Chavez Ravine, Glenn Geffner.
Well, how about that? The Marlins run their winning streak to 5 in a row. They come into Dodger Stadium and they complete a four-game series sweep of the Dodgers. It is just the second time in their history they have swept a four-game series on the road. Not just here in L.A., anywhere. Second time in their history they sweep a four-game series on the road. And they do it in exciting fashion tonight, beating Kenta Maeda with Jose Fernandez picking up the victory. The pitching matchup in this one got a lot of advanced billing. And in the beginning, it was Maeda who had the upper hand. He worked around a one-out double by Martin Prado in the top of the first. Then in the bottom of the first, Jose's early inning struggles continued. He allowed a leadoff single to Chase Utley. Then he walked Corey Seager. Fernandez battled back to strike out Adrian Gonzalez. But with two men on and one out, he faced the UM alum, Yasmani Grandal.
Jose to the belt. Kicks and deals. And a ball driven out toward left center. Ichiro has to turn and go back, and the ball is off the wall coming. Seager will be held at third on a double by Grandal to left center. 1-0 Dodgers here in the first.
So the Dodgers grab the lead on a booming double by Grandal. Nothing booming about that from Yasiel Puig that extended the lead, but it got the job done.
One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and a jam shot popped up softly to the left side of the infield. Nobody can get to it. Coming home from third is Seager, and it's 2-0 Dodgers on a bloop single between the mound and second base.
So L.A. had the early lead. Jose, though, got Carl Crawford hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Not many games in which Carl Crawford hits into two double plays, but he did that here tonight. And Jose, in a 25-pitch first inning, allows two runs on three hits and a walk. Marlins are down 2-0 early. Now, coming into this game, Kenta Maeda had allowed one run in his first four starts combined, but he allowed a run in the second. With two outs and nobody on, he faced JT Realmuto.
Here's the pitch. And Realmuto puts a charge into one, sends a high fly ball deep out toward right center. It is going to be up, up and away. It just cleared the wall. Just cleared the wall in deep right center in front of the pavilion. I don't think it made it into the pavilion. It didn't. It's down into the open space between the wall and the pavilion. But a home run for Realmuto, and the Marlins are on the board. It's a 2-1 game.
Second of the season for the Marlins catcher. And Miami cut into the lead. It would stay 2-1 all the way into inning number 7. Jose settling down. Maeda rolling along. In the top of the 7th, Maeda got the first man, Ichiro, on a pop-up to short. Ichiro went 0-3 against Maeda tonight in that highly anticipated matchup. Went 0-4 in the ballgame overall. But with one out, JT Realmuto came through again with a single. Went to second base and a single by Danny Echevarria. At that point, Don Mattingly decided even though Jose had only thrown 89 pitches, he needed a pinch hit with a shot in the 7th inning. Two men on, one out. He sent Derek Dietrich to the plate, but Dietrich caught looking. He struck out against Maeda for the second out. So Marlins needed a big two-out hit, and they turned to D. Gordon. Maeda offers, and D. lines with a left base hit. They're going to wave Realmuto. Crawford comes up firing toward the plate. Not in time. The Marlins have tied it in the 7th. D. Gordon with his 5th RBI. And we've got a 2-2 game. Not for long, because that was it for Maeda. Pedro Baez came on, and it took only one pitch to Martin Prado for Miami to grab the lead. Well, here's Martin Prado. He's 2-for-3 tonight. A base hit could give Miami the lead for the first time in the game. Etch at second, Gordon at first. Baez fires, and Prado grounds one up the middle. Base hit center field. Here comes Echevarria. The Marlins have grabbed the lead. Throw to third. D's in there with a slide. It's 3-2 Marlins in the 7th. A second consecutive three-hit game for Martin Prado. That go-ahead RBI single, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. With Gordon dancing around off of third base, Baez then committed a balk, and the Marlins stole another run, their third run in the inning. They had a 3-run 7th and a 4-2 lead for Maeda. 6 2/3 innings, 7 hits. He'd not allowed more than 5 in any previous start. 4 runs. He had allowed 1 run in his first 4 starts combined. He gave up 4 tonight, walked 1, struck out 5, led the Realmuto home run. Maeda's season-high 101 pitches, 73 strikes. So he left on the hook for the loss. Jose suddenly sitting on a win. He pitched 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, Three walks, eight Ks for Fernandez tonight, 89 pitches, 59 strikes. Marlins got it to the bullpen. Cody Egi allowed a base hit to the one man he faced, pinch hitter Justin Turner in the last of the seventh, looking to protect that 4-2 lead. Kyle Bearclaw came on. Kike Hernandez hit into a fielder's choice. Turner was racing second. Fernandez at first. He would go down to second base when Chase Utley was hit by a pitch. Utley tonight on base four times in the game. So down by a couple, the Dodgers had two on with one out. Bearclaw came back to strike out Corey Seager after falling behind in the count. That was the second out, but the Marlins weren't out of the woods yet. Two on, two outs, in a two-run game. You had Bearclaw going after Adrian Gonzalez. Now with the count full and two outs, the runners are going to be in motion. There they go, the 3-2, swinging a bouncing ball right side, D to his left, he juggles it, and he won't recover in time. Throws to first a little bit late, now they've got the runner caught off of second, the throw back, and out at second base is Chase Utley. He rounded the bag too far, and bore through behind him, Echevarria covering, Utley's out, and the Marlins are out of the inning. Oh, what a mistake by the veteran Utley. The Dodgers would have had the bases loaded with two outs for Yasmani Grandal. Instead, the Marlins escaped the seventh, still with a 4-2 lead. And in the eighth, some insurance compliments of Giancarlo Stanton. And this is 20th game of the month. There's a drive out toward deep right center. Hernandez racing back, and he can't get it. It's a home run. Stanton's done it again for the fourth time in five games. He goes deep. The Marlins extend the lead to 5-2. Well, David Phelps pitched a scoreless eighth inning. He got Carl Crawford hit into an inning-ending 6-3 double play after he had walked Yasmani Grandal. Marlins got it to A.J. Ramos for the ninth, leading 5-2. First man, pinch hitter Trace Thompson, singled. He went to third base on a base hit by Justin Turner. Dodgers had the tying man at the plate, first and third, nobody out in the ninth, down by three. A.J. then uncorked a wild pitch with Kike Hernandez to the plate. That brought Thompson home to make it 5-3. That sent Turner down to second base. But Hernandez struck out for out number one. Chase Utley retired for the first and only time in the ballgame on a fly ball to left. That was the second out. So the Dodgers down to their final chance. A.J. Ramos on the mound going after Corey Seager.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three and the ball game is over. A.J. Ramos pulled it together. Strikes out Seager, the tying run to end the ball game. And the Marlins have pulled it off. A four-game sweep of the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Wow.
How about that? For Miami, five runs, nine hits, one error, five men left. For the Dodgers, three runs, eight hits, no errors. They strand seven. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, 2-2. Kenta Maeda loses for the first time as a big leaguer. He's 3-1. A.J. Ramos saved number six of the season. He converts his 15th consecutive save opportunity. Time of the game, 2 hours, 51 minutes. And a crowd of 44,009 was here to see it. So the Marlins with their fifth consecutive win, their longest winning streak of this season, matches their best of last year. They won five straight twice a season ago between April 22nd and April 26th. Then again in the final month between September 23rd and 27th. Marlins are 10-11 with the victory, now 8-4 on the road, including a 5-2 record on this 10-game road trip. Dodgers, meanwhile, have lost four in a row. They dropped to 12-11. They're now 4-6 here at Dodger Stadium.
Now five straight wins. The pitching staff has cycled through, and we're back to Adam Conley tonight from Milwaukee. The Marlins won 4 of 6 last year against the Brewers. Join us at 7:40 p.m. for Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico on this Friday night. If you've got big weekend plans, go ahead and hit subscribe or go to marlins.com/podcast tomorrow morning. Recap the ballgame with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner.